Part of the reason why people are interested in this topic is that this is just a new finding that no one knew about. So lots of people for a long period of time have mixed their alcohol with diet mixers like Diet Coke or any of the other calorie-free soft drinks. And in this study, we actually tested whether mixing your alcohol with a diet drink as compared to a regular soft drink made any difference in your level of intoxication. In fact, it did.
What made you think to mix the diet drink with the alcohol?
The study that we did in the lab actually stems from a field study that was done by Dennis Toombs at another university. And what he found is he stood outside of a bar district. So he asked patrons who were leaving bars, could you provide a breathalyzer reading? And then he asked them what they drank. And the people who said they drank diet mixers with their alcohol were the most intoxicated. They had the highest breathalyzer readings. They also tended to be women. So it wasn't really clear from that field study if it was really truly the drink that mattered, or was it because so many women were choosing to drink these drinks? So we wanted to sort that out in a lab study where you have a lot of control.
How did you actually go about the study?
We recruited college students to participate in the study. They came into the lab on 3 different days. They received a drink. So it was either vodka mixed with a diet soft drink, vodka mixed with a sugar sweetened soft drink, or one day they just got a placebo beverage that had no alcohol in it. After they consumed their drinks, we just waited, and then we started taking breathalyzer readings from them to see how intoxicated they were. 40 minutes into the session, we started asking them how they felt, how intoxicated they felt, were they willing to drive, and then we also had them perform a computer task so we could actually objectively measure their impairment.
Why does a diet drink speed up intoxication?
The thing that probably is going on is that when you consume a diet drink with alcohol, there's no sugar in it. So there's nothing for your stomach to do with that drink. So the alcohol quickly passes through the stomach and goes into the small intestine where it's absorbed into the bloodstream. When you drink a sugary drink with your alcohol, your stomach probably treats that sugary drink a bit like food. And so that delays the stomach from emptying because your stomach is busy working on that sugar. So by delaying the stomach emptying, you actually have less alcohol entering the bloodstream in the small intestine.
Would it be different for somebody who maybe has alcoholism?
That's an excellent question. I have no idea. We tested social drinking college students. These are all individuals who do not have problems with alcohol. Also, we don't know whether having higher blood alcohol concentrations on a regular basis by drinking diet drinks might lead to drinking problems.
What kind of implications will your study have?
Some of the implications are people should be aware of this phenomenon. I think some of the reason why there's lots of media attention is because people don't realize this. This is a new thing that no one ever knew about. The subjects were completely unaware of any differences in level of intoxication. They couldn't tell that they were more intoxicated with the diet drink, which is, you know, a safety issue for individuals making choices about whether they're safe to drive home or not.
What's your drink of choice?
Oh, I'm just kind of a white wine drinker, so I'm with dinner. So that's the key finding from this study, is that you should consume your alcohol with food because that's the safest way to keep your blood alcohol level in a moderate range.
Dr. Marchinsky, thanks so much for being with us at WNKU. Really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. I'm glad to do it.
Cheers.